Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm glad you joined me today. And I'm just going to share a brief message today I've entitled, Remove the Stumbling Blocks. We're looking at a couple of verses found in Isaiah, the 57th chapter, verse 13 and 14. But he that putteth his trust in me shall possess the land, and shall inherit my holy mountain. And listen now to verse 14. This is referencing what someone who does trust in the Lord will say. Those who trust in God, they'll not only possess the land, they'll inherit God's holy mountain, but they shall say, cast ye up, prepare the way, take up the stumbling block out of the way of my people. We've got a pure message to speak. It reminds me of those beautiful words spoken by Isaiah, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. O Zion, that bringeth good tidings, beloved, that's you and me. Lift up your voice. Lift up your voice with strength. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Hallelujah. We are to describe the majesty of our Lord and also to preach God's word. And when I say preach, you don't have to be in a pulpit behind or a pastor of a church. Wherever you go, wherever you are an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ. And God is saying that we need to declare the way of the Lord, the right way. And if there are stumbling blocks in the lives of people, first of all, we need to pray for them and then to speak the truth in love. God is calling us, He's calling His people to rise up early in this time of battle that we're in and to come to the top of the mountain, as it were. He shall possess the land and shall inherit my holy mountain. Not only do we have our inheritance confirmed, but we can go up into the very presence of the Lord, which is a reference to the high places in God, and we can lay hold of the promises of God. God is showing many of His children that by refusing to obey His leading, and if we present ourselves to Him for full service, that's what He wants us to do. But if we hold back, if we're just loving God partially, if we give Him just a portion of our time, our efforts, our finances, we're actually transgressing against the Lord. And some of the stumbling blocks that Satan puts in our path are not quite so obvious as a pure rebellion or a lack of will to bring one's life into alignment with God's word, or to refuse to give of that which God has given us, our talents, our abilities, our finances, our time. But there are some things that I just want to share with you out of the scriptures that talk about what these stumbling blocks can be. Let's start at the top, so to speak, and begin with stumbling block number one. And that would be leaders who are unfaithful to God as well as the people. God puts it like this in Malachi 2, 7 and 8. For the priest's lips should keep knowledge, and they should seek the law at his mouth, for he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. But ye are departed out of the way. He's speaking now to the priests, the Levites. Ye have caused many to stumble at the law. Ye have corrupted the covenant of Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. And then, of course, There's another stumbling block number two, if you will, and that's hypocrites in the church, religious Pharisees, and I don't have to spend much time on that, those who are legalistic, who don't recognize the very heart of God. Jesus dealt with that same spirit when he was alive. He condemned the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the lawyers. He said, "You're of your father, the devil." They had a form of godliness, but they denied the power of God. They denied the very presence of the Lord that they professed to worship. So, beloved, there are those who are hypocrites, and they can be a stumbling block. However, as we move on and we see what the scripture tells us in Matthew 23 and 13, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for ye neither go in yourselves, neither suffer ye them that are entering to go in." And what's another stumbling block? Church members who judge others. God warns us very strongly about that. That entire 14th chapter of Romans, I think we ought to memorize it truly. there's so many Christians that criticize one another because they don't believe as they believe. But Paul says in the 14th chapter, verse 13, "Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." What's another stumbling block? Idolatry, allowing ourselves to be turned from the Lord. And it can be many things. We don't bow down to idols today, statues, but there can be many things that takes the place of the supremacy of the Lord. A new house, a job, a car, a relationship, many things. Whatever it is, spiritually or emotionally or naturally, that would replace your first love for the Lord. God is a jealous God. Solomon turned from the Lord after other gods because he listened to his wives. His heart was not perfect with the Lord, and it started with gradual compromise. He got some horses from Egypt. God was very clear in his word of what the children of Israel should do. And so gradually he turned to do those things that God warned about. And in 1 Kings 11:4, it says, "For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father." 1 Kings 21 and 25 tells us that there was none like Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord. There's a passage, just a few verses I want to read out of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. It's actually verses 9 to 22, but Jeremiah is grieving and mourning. He says, "My heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness." He says, "The land is full of adulterers. Before because of swearing, the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. Both prophet and priest are profane. Yea, in my house I have found their wickedness, says the Lord." And he goes on, he said, "I've seen the folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesy in Baal and cause my people Israel to err. I've also seen in the prophets of Jerusalem a horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of the evildoers, that none doth return from his wickedness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts," he tells his people not to hearken to the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you, that make you vain, that speak a vision out of their own heart. Verse 18 says, "For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it?" Verse 20, "The anger of the Lord shall not return until he hath executed, until he hath performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days," are we living in the latter days? "Ye shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they stood in my counsel," hear this, "and caused my people to hear my words, then should they have turned from their evil way and from the evil of their doings." What's another stumbling block? Number five, worldly enticements. Remember Lot's wife? She turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back. Remember the thorns, that the seed that was sown among thorns, it choked the fruit. They didn't bring forth fruit for righteousness' sake. Stumbling block six, we allow discouragement to overcome God's word and what he promises. We look at the book of Nehemiah, and in the fourth chapter, verse 10, it says, Judah said, the strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish so that we're not able to build the wall. What do we see here? Discouragement. That can overrule God's word and what he promises. Another stumbling block is unbelief. It states in Matthew 13:58 that Jesus came into his own country and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Another stumbling block is the love of worldly possessions. In Matthew 19:21-22, Jesus spoke unto a young ruler. He said, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. It's not a sin to have great possessions, but it's a sin to let them possess you. Hebrews 12:1 says, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Let's kick those stumbling blocks out of the way and the sin which such so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus was once confronted by Peter in Matthew 16:23, and the Lord turned to him and he says, get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me. Why was Peter an offense? Jesus said, because thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Beloved, we need the mind of Christ. We need to be as those that Isaiah spoke about, who will ascend to the hill of the Lord and say, cast up, take out the stumbling block out of the way of my people, that we can bring others to the heights of the beauty and glory of Zion. Praise God. Well, I could spend another half hour, but my time is gone and I must bring this broadcast to a close. If you have prayer needs, or if you'd like to request that book I've been offering, Which Way Are You Running? Your complimentary a gift would be sent to you if you include your mailing address. Just write to me in the email or with a note, and we'll be happy to put it in the mail to you. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.